What up, what up, what up? This is your boy, Nigel Jamal. We are back. Elevated Toes Radio. Yes, yes, that's right. Back in the building. Wherever you are in the world right now, whatever you're doing, whoever you're with, just stop and tell them you're thankful for them. Do me that favor right now. And if you're by yourself, look at your reflection and tell yourself thank you. Tell yourself I love you. This episode is about the treasure within. Now, if you follow me on the gram, you might have seen a bit of this. But for all of you who are hearing this message for the first time, let's go with it. This is based off a drawing or a sketch or even a doodle, you can call it, whatever you'd like to call it. I did it, put it together, and here is it. It's called The Treasure Within. It's a depiction, the artwork, of the ongoing search for happiness and fulfillment outside of ourselves that eventually leads to the discovery of the true treasure within. So in my journey, I've learned that happiness is an inside job. Our real treasures are things like memories, our talents, our skills, our family, our friendships, our hobbies, our favorite foods, our unique qualities, our quirks, our flaws, and the things that bring us laughter, as well as the experiences we've had in our lives thus far. Never let some advertisement or some show on TV tell you who you are or ought to be. We live in a consumerist society where if you don't have the latest and greatest, they'll make you feel shitty. Go within. There is no right or wrong. Soon you'll find it's been there all along. Who you are is enough. Love yourself how you want to be loved. Listen, guys. Listen, gals. I'm guilty of this myself. You know, we try so hard to find happiness in many things. Many external things. In the right relationship, you know, in the perfect partner, in the perfect job, the perfect location, the perfect circumstances, the perfect foods, the perfect clothes, the perfect weight, the perfect hairstyle. We just look for perfection and we look for happiness in so many places outside of ourselves. And no one is to blame for this. It's nobody's fault. Because we do live in, like I said earlier, a consumerist society. One where we are very propelled and compelled to buy and buy and buy. We buy into the way we're supposed to look. We buy into the clothing of the season of what we're supposed to have. We buy into the look of the season. We buy into the latest trends and latest styles. We buy into whatever is trending on the news, whatever is the hot topic. We buy into all of these things. When the real treasure, the real value, the real gem is inside us all, is within. Let me just take a conscious breath. If you don't mind, take a conscious breath with me. We'll count to four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. All right, I love to do that randomly sometimes to bring myself back to the present moment. It just feels good to be aware and present of everything that's happening around me. And when you stop for a moment and just take a look at why you do what you do, why you wear what you wear, why you hang with who you hang with, and why you live where you live, it's all by choice. We have a choice to be who we want to be. We have a choice to wear what we want to wear. We have a choice to live where we want to live. It's all up to us. It's all up to ourselves. Ultimately, who we are is who we want to be. Now, I will agree that sometimes who we ought to be gets fed to us, and who we should idolize is fed to us. But I'm here to say, idolize yourself. I'm here to say, find perfection in all of your imperfections. Find value in what you love, in what you like, in what you think is cool. Because you, your being, your existence is one out of 400 trillion sperm that made it past all the other sperm and fertilized the egg and are here now, breathing, listening to this message. You are the most unique piece of art. You are the most eccentric, stylistic, abundant, graceful, strong, intelligent, vibrant, loving, empowered, strong, caring, constantly learning, graceful greatness that is a human being. It's amazing. It's amazing to see in different towns, in different cities, in different parts of the world, all the different varieties of culture, of languages, of styles, of people that there are. Be who you want to be. Be who you are. Speak how you want to speak and live how you want to live. Love yourself how you want to be loved. Never look for love in other people. Love yourself and other people will love you. The way you treat yourself is how you treat others. Excuse me. The way you treat yourself is how you teach others to treat you. So treat yourself with kindness, with forgiveness, with compassion, with grace. Be kind, be easy to yourself. Be loving to yourself. Be understanding of yourself. Be understanding with yourself. And when it all comes down to it, be nobody else but yourself. This was one of my under 10 minute episodes on Elevated Toes. I'm about to post this thing just the way it is, man. I'm kind of fired up. It's been a while since I've been on this thing to speak to you guys. If you have the time, leave me a review and rating wherever you consume this podcast. Share this with a friend if you think someone needs to hear this. Or if you like this and you feel like this message should be spread or spoken about a bit more, send me a message, share this, create the conversation, join the conversation, whatever you feel like doing. I just want to thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in today. And without further ado, I want to thank you for being you. This is the podcast that gets high when they go low. We are Elevated Toes Radio. Let's get it, man. Yes. It's your boy.